Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Maria Morrell, M-O-R-R-E-L-L. Maria Morrell is a 58-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3-9-22. Appeared on that occasion, she fell out of the school bus into the pothole onto the ground. Appeared her right ankle inverted and then her left ankle turned. But as a result, she believed she injured both feet and the right ankle and was seen in Spear emergency room afterwards, period. Further evaluation led to a change of stance to be 7 broken toes and a broken ankle. Period, these were treated without surgical intervention. Period, she completed a course of active care in December 2022. Period, new paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Morrell is alleged. She fell into a pothole getting off the bus, causing injuries to both feet, comma, right ankle fracture, comma, multiple fractures as well. Period. She was issued discharge instructions from Inspira Medical Center dated 3-9-22. Period, listed diagnoses of fibula fracture and metatarsal fracture. Period. 3-14-22, scratch that, on 3-11-22, she was seen by Dr. Bajarski, who wrote a report on 3-14-22, period. He noted her mechanism of injury and the results of her x-rays, period. They revealed a minimally displaced fracture of the third proximal metatarsal and a non-displaced fracture involving the second proximal metatarsal. Period, there possibly could be a fracture at the base of the fourth metatarsal. Period, left ankle x-rays were negative. Period, right ankle x-rays revealed a tiny chip fracture of the fibula with significant soft tissue swelling in the area of the fracture. Period, x-rays of her left knee were negative for acute changes. Period, x-rays of her left hip and pelvis did not reveal any acute bony pathology or underlying degenerative changes. Period, she was placed in a Reese shoe on her left foot and a cam walker on her right lower leg and crutches to assist with ambulation. Period. Dr. Bajarski excused her from work and referred her for orthopedic consultation. Period, he also prescribed Percocet and Tramadol to use on an as-needed basis. Period, new paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVernero on 3-18-22, period. He kept her off work and ordered additional x-rays, period. On 3-31-22, she underwent x-rays of the left foot. It showed mildly displaced transverse extra-articular fractures involving the proximal second, third, and fourth metatarsals. Period, she followed up with Dr. DiVernero on 5-20-22 and had not yet started therapy. Period, she was wearing a post-operative shoe on her left and an ASO brace on the right ankle. Period. After reviewing the x-rays, he gave diagnosis of non-displaced fracture with a second metatarsal bone at the left foot with routine healing, comma, non-displaced fracture of the lateral malleolus of the right fibula with routine healing. Period, he referred her for updated x-rays. Period, she returned to Dr. DiVernero on 6-7-22. Having had those studies done, period, he wrote her x-rays looked good. Period, she was going to be switched to prescription meloxicam instead of over-the-counter Aleve. Period. He followed her progress over the next several weeks, running through 12-13-22, But at that time, he cleared her to work with no restrictions. Bertrand was already doing so and was tolerating it well. Bertrand was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she states that as a result of this accident, she, quote, lost everything, period, end quote. Extremities upper. Extension of the right wrist was to 50 degrees and the left to 55 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period motion of the fingers, shoulders, and elbows apparently were full also. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right digits, including the small finger greater than the others. Period. Extremities lower. She wore Skechers sneakers, which were removed once gait evaluation was accomplished. Period. Left ankle flexion, dorsiflexion was to 15 degrees. With tenderness and was otherwise full with tenderness in the other spheres. Period motion of the right ankle, both hips and knees was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+ for resisted right plantar flexion and extensor analysis longer strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period was tender to the left great and middle toes, comma the right fifth metatarsal, comma and the shin. Period. There was superficial tenderness elicited. Period. Lumbosacral. She ambulated with a mildly antalgic gait on the right, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. She was able to stand on her heels, but not on her toes. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 60 degrees, complaining of right leg tenderness. Period. Inspection revealed a pair of paramedian longitudinal scars. The rest of that section is normal impressions. 139-22, Maria Morell was getting out of the bus and stepped in a pothole, causing her to twist her right ankle and fall onto the left. Period, she was seen at the emergency room where x-rays showed some fractures. Period, she followed up with Dr. Bajarski, who made adjustments in her care. Period. She also was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiBonero. Period. Serial x-rays were performed to assess the progress of her healing fractures. Period. As of 12/13/22, Dr. DiBonero placed her at maximum medical improvement and allowed her to continue working full duty as she already was. Period. The paragraph of the current examination found there to be mildly decreased range of motion at the left ankle associated with tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the ankles and feet were negative. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5 for resisted right plantar flexion and extensor analysis longus strength. Period. She had some superficial tenderness palpation. Period. She complained that all five of her toes on the right foot were tender. Period, she had a mildly antalgic gait on the right. Period, there was healed surgical scarring about the lumbar spine. Period, new paragraph, there is approximately 5% permanent partial disability referable to each of the statutory feet. Period, this is for the various metatarsal fractures and a right fibula fracture. Period.